Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Why don't you tell me a story?
I went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
What are you so scared of?
I'm not scared, Mrs. Robinson.
Then why do you keep running away?
Hello, welcome once again to another edition of The Director's Cut with me, Alan T. This week we're featuring a film called The Million Dollar Hotel. This came out in 2000. It's a drama film based on a concept story by Bono, no less. And it's directed by Wim Wenders and starring Jeremy Davis, Mila Jovovich and Mel Gibson. Well, the film features music by U2 and various musicians that was released on a soundtrack, The Million Dollar Hotel Music from the Motion Picture, which of course is what I suppose you'd say they would call it. Well, a group of very different people live in a hotel in Los Angeles, California, including the romantically involved Tom Davies and Eloise Mila Jovovich. The events that unfold are the result of the death of an important resident, the son, Tim Roth, of a billionaire media mogul. His father commissions an FBI agent, Gibson, to look into his death. Here's the trailer.
My name is Special Agent J.D. Skinner of the FBI. I know there's a killer. I know it's one of you. And whoever it is, I'm gonna get you.
Izzy Gopius was my very, very best friend, and so maybe it's a little strange to tell you. I went ahead and pushed him off the roof.
Do you believe the murder confession just made by your son's friend?
Yes, of course I believe it. Why shouldn't I believe it?
This confession is a joke. And whoever cooked it up is probably the killer.
Izzy went aerial, man.
They think you pushed and killed your best friend, and now they're gonna try and take you away.
Senator Cole brought you in. He called you the heat-seeking missile.
All I ask from you is that you help me solve this terrible crime.
So?
Because he might come and kill you.
My people decide the truth in 60 confesses every morning, and in every one it's different.
Don't you get it? You confessed to murder that you did not commit.
I've got a long way to fall, Skinner. If I fall, I land on you.
No! Oh.
Jeremy Davies, Mila Jovovich, Jimmy Smits, Amanda Plummer, and Mel Gibson. Featuring music by Bono and U2. The Million Dollar Hotel.
Well, as I said, a lot of music from U2 and Bono in the film, The Million Dollar Hotel. And it received generally negative reviews from critics, and it only got a 25% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes. And in October 2000, press conference in Sydney, before the Australian released the film, Mel Gibson said, "I thought it was as boring as a dog's ass." It was the end of a day where I had done 6,000 interviews. Some guy was ragging on the film and it just slipped out. Later, I thought, God, why did I say that? Let's hear the music from the movie The Million Dollar Hotel. This is Satellite. I think you might recognise this. There's two versions of this coming up. Hope you enjoy them.
Satellite. satellites grow. Way up to Mars. Soon it will be filled with parked cars. I watched it for a little while.
From the movie The Million Dollar Hotel. Well, The Million Dollar Hotel received generally negative reviews, as I said. Well, in October, as we heard, Mel Gibson said something he regretted later. Well, the day after screening at the Berlin Film Festival in February 2000, the film opened on 111 screens in Germany, grossing Deutschmark 620,000, which is about $315,000 in its first 4 days, finishing in 10th place in the box office. The film opened in Italy on 225 screens at the end of March 2000 and went on to gross over $6 million there. Well, it opened in the United States on February the 2nd, 2001, and grossed 29,000, that's all. 10 theatres in the opening weekend and grossed 59,000 in total. It was a very, very poor grossing movie. Let's hear more music, though, from this film, which is good. That's why the film didn't do much, but the music is certainly laudable. So here we go with this one. This is called The First Time.
Thank you.
Alan T here. From Monday the 14th for the whole 4 days, I'm presenting Lifestyle for Selena, who's back on the 21st. All the usual elements with my choice of music through the week, and I do promise to behave. 2 p.m. Monday to Thursday. Oh yes, you've got me and Sean on the Friday conversation too. Be gentle with me, please.
Alan, turn up the volume, Alan. It's the up arrow on the remote. No, that's the channel button, and he's gone.
Lifestyle with Alan T.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
From the movie The Million Dollar Hotel. We continue now with the sound. Well, this is interesting. This is Anarchy in the USA.
We'll be right back.
Chicha La Viva and Anarchy in the USA. Yes, this interpretation of We Know Well from the Sex Pistols. Well, we've got another Tom Tom song here, and this is, that is Tom Tom's Room, not his dream.
Cut
with Alan T.
Welcome back. We're listening to the music from the movie The Million Dollar Hotel, and music from Bono and U2, no less, amongst others. Well, here is Bono back with the MDH band and Never Let Me Go on the Director's Cut.
Wow. After I jumped, it occurred to me, life is perfect. Life is the best. Full of magic and beauty, opportunity, and television, and surprises. Lots of surprises, yeah. And then there's the best stuff, of course. Better than anything anyone ever made up, because it's real.
Maybe I was blind. don't believe, unless it catches you by the heel, and even then you struggle. From Red Island across the Strand, your footprints still there in the sand, everything else washed away. I may not be alone, oh, I may have found my home, I may have lost my way, but what I forgot to say, if you didn't know, it's never late.
Started all the news you rushed on ever.
just can't lose. Every pop star hurling abuse. Every drop out gonna lose. All falling at your feet.
Falling at Your Feet from Bono and U2. The music from the movie The Million Dollar Hotel is U2 again. This is The Ground Beneath Her Feet.
The world was spinning fast that night. I just hoped I could hold on and be part of it.
Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
That's what it is with me, Alan T. And we now continue with U2 again, of course. They wrote most of the music for and also produced a lot of it. This is Melia featuring U2. This is Satellite of Love. And this is the other version, as I promised. There you go. Not bad. Pretty interesting music. As I say, the film was very disappointing, but you've got to admit, the music is pretty interesting indeed. We continue now with Amsterdam Blue, taking us towards the top of the hour. This is featuring other members from the band, and we're going to have one more track after this. Thanks so much indeed for your company. And as always, thanks to Myra for helping me put the program together. And I'll be back with you next time. Enjoy the music as we play out with Amsterdam Blue.
apart.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.